Just to show that the Gvar, Achai, he talks about also Lokil Bash wearing women's clothing, men's clothing.
Far
away. What?
A man wearing women's clothing.
Far enough.
It's very practical halachas, because today, for example, pink is very in for men. You ever see that? Pink and purple is very in for men now nowadays. So, is it okay? Is that okay? It's mutar. What about shaving in all kinds of areas of the body? Are you allowed to or not allowed to? Maybe it's for a woman.
Isn't there five places you're not supposed to?
Here, could I shave over here?
The beard.
I have a friend from Hungary, a rug. He used to, not shave, he used to cut his hair over here. He said it's uncomfortable for him. It's a mutar or a sur? Okay? All kinds of stuff, waxing. Maybe waxing is only what women. Keep all kinds of halachot. Some of them more practical for others, some of them not.
That's all the yichud? This all yichud?
No, it's all in the name of arayot and yichud. Eben Ezer. It's all halachot from Eben Ezer.
Things are getting deep. It's really
another,
weird.
Let's add another class to your schedule.
Are you leaving? What are you leaving?
No, I don't know, but I'd like to start now.
Take
like
the start with the classes.
And then yeah, but I don't have a
call. Zrat Hashem, Zrat Hashem. I have a school to teach you, Chatanim.
Amen,
thank you. So we said...
British Shalom.
British Shalom, yeah. Right. He said about going to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, no, for Rosh Hashanah, for Bechlal. You go to Uman, he said Tikkun HaKlali, and every Kibbutz Tzadikim is Tikkun HaBrit, like we said. Every Kibbutz Tzadikim is good for Tikkun HaBrit. Even if you feel nothing, even if you don't feel anything, Stam, you went to a grave. Beautiful. But so you, it's good for Tikkun HaBrit. Especially by Rabbeinu, which he said, he revealed, to say Tikkun HaKlali on his tzion after giving a puta at Tzadaka, and saying, Lichvod the Neshama of Abnachum and Fege, over there.
No, but can you repeat, can you say that, what, can you explain what you're saying with Tikkun?
To say Tikkun HaKlali?
Yeah, is that a prayer?
You don't know Tikkun HaKlali?
No.
Give him a Tikkun HaKlali right
have
away.
To leave?
It's the 10 songs.
Oh, thank you.
Oh yeah, we'll call it Ivrit, guys. Is it Ivrit?
No, this is English.
Let's go back.
You want me to read it? I have to read it in Hebrew?
If you read Tehillim in Ivrit, it's better. It's 10 psalms of Tehillim that David HaMelech said. And Rabbeinu from Shammai was revealed to him after he gave up his wife and his one of his children had to die because of this, that he will be able to reveal this to us. These 10 Kapitel Tehillim that we say that for Tikkun HaBrit. Rabbeinu said that if someone comes to my gravesite, my tzion, and says this, says gives a penny for tzedakah, and say this is the honor of the neshama of Nachum ben Fege, of Nachum ben Fege, and says these 10 psalms, I'll go even if he went to the worst place, the worst avails in the world. He married a goya, and he had children with her, and whatever the worst thing that he did, he killed people. Lama shana what he did. Okay.
He voted Democrat.
All of the worst things. No politics, no politics. And right? And he said the Tikkun HaKlali, after 120, even if he goes to the lowest place in Gehenna, Rabbeinu said that he'll go to the right, to the wide, and to the La'ot V'La'ochav, with in
the
yeah. Yeah, and pull the person out from his past.
Wow. To help him.
To take him out of the Gehenna. Rabbeinu will take him out of the Gehenna.
It's called a general remedy. The main thing is for the Tikkun HaBrit, but it's for everything. Any kind of illness or a problem anybody has, they can say it.
It's
a general remedy for everything.
And Minagim Bresev is that we try to say it every day, at least on Shabbos after davening, but every day we try to say it.
In front of the rabbi's grave?
No, we're not there. We can say it here. But the Indian, at least once in your lifetime, to be in Uman, to stay on the gravesite. Okay? You have a ticket back to America?
I changed it. I canceled it.
Bro, canceled it! Good, your next ticket you're going to buy will be to the Ukraine, okay?
Good for you.
Hashem, Ukraine. So now, so Rabbeinu is ready. If you're ready, talk about Rabbeinu. So talk about Rosh Hashanah by Rabbeinu, of course. Be'emet, this is a place to letzayin, to say that the importance of the gathering of Am Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah by Rabbeinu Hakadosh in Uma. Ki etika koach la'atchil lishmor et habrit u'la'atchil liboded u'latziv ha'tahava zot, because the main power to begin in guarding the breed and to begin to start doing boledut to leave this taiva, one can receive only by the true tzaddik, Abeinu. Sheikama shenosim atziyuno hakadosh. Why we should be tikkun abrit? The main reason why we go to his tzion is just for tikkun abrit. That's the general remedy for everything. Rabbeinu writes in Kutei Moran. Shebimkom nizato shel hatzadik, as in the place where the tzaddik is buried, a person can merit purity of his thoughts and to arouse himself to tshuva and to receive the power of tefillah and Allah Allah tikkunim reach to the depth of the shorish. Is the root of his neshama for all, not only for this lifetime, for all the lifetimes since he was Hashem planted in the world. He says, oh, that's what happens in Uman. Well, you don't want to go to Uman. And but the main time for all of this is Dafka and Rosh Hashanah to go Dafka then. Every time you can go to Uman is good to go to Uman. To go to Rabbeinu Zion. But especially in Rosh Hashanah, okay. Rabbeinu said that there's certain tikkunim that people cannot, even he cannot give the people during the year. There's certain tikkunim that certain people did so bad, it could be in previous generations, the previous Gilgulim also, that only in Rosh Hashanah he could give them the remedy and the fix. Therefore, it's very important to come to Rabbeinu, Dafka, and Rosh Hashanah. טוב, בסדר, זה לא שם. אולי אחרי שנגמור אני אקפוץ לשם. יש הכוח. ועל זה אמר רבינו שצריכים להוציא קרוז. About going to Uman Rosh Hashanah, רבינו said that you have to make an announcement. רבי נחמן said 200 years ago, over 200 years ago, you have to make an announcement that anyone who believes in me should be by me on Rosh Hashanah. And he promised that anyone who comes by me on Rosh Hashanah and gathers together with all of Am Yisrael which come to me on Rosh Hashanah, he will fix him and his family. And him and his family will merit, and all the people that have to do with him, okay, a tluim bo, depend on him. This is a Kabbalistic term, okay, because we're all either branches or leaves, and there's other neshamas which are attached to us, and we're attached to other certain neshamas. That's how it works in the world. Right, we'll merit awesome salvations in all the things, and the main yeshua will be that a person will merit to overcome the falsehood of this world and to begin doing tshuva be'emet. And the main thing is that you'll start going out of Tavas Niyup, which is the main test of person, especially in our generation, that there's so much
garbage
and letting us down. And Mishamayim gam hu omer shezehu zeh. Okay.
He said this personally.
He did not say, come to my... He said about going to my gravesite about Tikkun HaKlal. But Rosh Hashanah did not say, come to my gravesite. Rosh Hashanah, he said it when he was alive. And when he was alive, everyone came. But right before he died, he said it many times. And he knew he was going to die. And Rabbi Nathan understood, from Rabbeinu, that he wanted to continue after he died. To continue. And that's what happened right after the next year. Rabbeinu died right after Rosh Hashanah. So the next year... Already in the summer, Rabbi Natan of Breslev went all around all the towns and gathered all the people, we forced them, and gave them encouragement to come. And there were only 60 people, 60 Hasidim who came to listen to Rabbeinu, and came to after Rabbeinu was lifted, the first Rosh Hashanah. And then there were more and more and more until the war. Until the war.
World War One.
No, two. Until World War II, there was a gathering in Uman. Already after World War II began, we'll see, but Levi Yitzchak was the last person there, Rosh Hashanah. Alone, no minyan. He was in Moscow, he came from Moscow to Uman, which today, by train, it takes 17 hours. I don't know what it took then. Yeah, and probably 3 days, 4 days, and it was
like, sure, at the highest.
Can't, he had to hide because he had no permission to be an Uman. He was communist.
Of course. Okay.
No, it's before the Nazis. This is, the Nazis didn't get to the Ukraine. The Ukrainians did the job. They didn't need the Nazis.
They didn't send the bombs from the
air. They weren't there by foot.
But they had a pogrom and stuff, but that was before.
That was 30 years before.
Yeah.
25 years.
How many people are there now? Did they estimate? Have you?
Where?
In the grave site on Rosh Hashanah.
Ah, I don't know, between 40,000 and 50,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
From 60,000 to 40,000.
And this is 200 years after it was his nifter. There's no other Hasidus in the world that's going. And this all grew in the past 25 years, 30 years. Because we weren't able to go there anyways when it was communist. It was closed. For about 60 something years, there was nothing there. And also the Nazis bombed the grave. It was destroyed, Rabbeinu's grave. There's a whole story how they found it again. I mean, they knew where it was. They didn't know exactly where it was. The whole story of Dada Flair. He has a whole story about how they found it. Yeah, therefore each one has to have a lot of prayers and kisufim and to do all the efforts he can to come to Uman Rosh Hashanah. And every woman should be very strong to send her husband for Rosh Hashanah. And every mother should be very strong to send her boys for Rosh Hashanah. And each one should strengthen each other. Can to go to be by Uman, by the Tzaddik and Rosh Hashanah to get all the tikkun. A baby said that someone was by me. I take away the taste of my veirus. And anyone who's been Uman knows, even if he doesn't have Veira, it tastes like he knows it's nothing, he doesn't want it anymore. Anyone who went there knows what I'm talking about. So I'll tell you what it says.
I like one.
Yo, now